tonight is the first night of Hanukkah. I thought we'd take a break from Hilchos Tefillin, talk a little bit about Hilchos Hanukkah Lemaisa, how to light in the apartment and the dormitories, what exactly to do. But the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis comments that the mitzvah lechatchila of Ner Hanukkah is to light the Ner Hanukkah on Tefach HaSamach lePesach HaBayis, on the Tefach close to the opening of the door of the Bayis. And then the Tosis there writes that let's say the Bayis is not close to Rishus HaRabim, so then you're supposed to light the menorah lechatchila al Tefach HaSamach lePesach Chotzer. You have a Bayis going into a Chotzer, going into Rishus HaRabim. So if your bias is not on the Rishus HaRabim, sometimes the batim were directly on the Rishus HaRabim. So if the bias is directly on the Rishus HaRabim, then you light the Pesach HaBayis right there at the entrance to the Rishus HaRabim. But if there's a Chotzer in between, so then you light on the edge of the Chotzer, between the Chotzer and the Rishus HaRabim. We see from here that the Ner Chanukah Lechatchila really is supposed to be connected to either a bias or to a Chotzer. It's supposed to be in a makom where you can have Pirsume Nisa close to the Rishus HaRabim, but it's supposed to be connected to either a bayis or to a chutz. So applying that to a dormitory, what should emerge is that the Chanukah Neir should be lit either connected to the bayis or connected to the chutz. So what is the bayis? What is the chutz in a dormitory? So the batim in a dormitory presumably are the rooms. Those are the batim. Every cheder is a cheder miyuchad for the inhabitants of that room. That's considered the bayis. The hallway of the dormitory should be considered a chotzer, right? The chotzer means that there are batim emptying into the chotzer. It's more of a public area. It's Rishus HaYochid. It's a private domain that's shared by all of the owners of the batim. It's not as public as the Rishus HaRabim, but it's not as private as the bayis. So that's lechora how you define a dormitory, that the dorm room is the bayis and the hallway is considered a chotzer. So what they used to do in the dormitory is we would light the Neres Chanukah in the hallway. We'd light on Al Tefach HaSamach LePesach HaBayis, right there outside the dorm rooms. If you came out of the elevator in the dorm room and you looked down the hallway, you'd see that all the menorahs were lit. We'd take the garbage pails. That was sort of, I think that was below 10 tefachim even. L'chatchila, we mamash would light, you'd take the garbage pail, put a little aluminum foil on top of that, then put the menorah on top of that. And mamish lechatchila kedasu kedin, you light below 10 tefachim, that's where it's supposed to be, so that people notice it. Right on the side of the door, mezuzah on the right side, Ner Chanukah on the left side, lechatchila kedasu kedin. But then there was a fire in the dormitory. Someone wasn't careful. He left his menorah, so he destroyed it for everyone. So they realized that they couldn't allow people to light in the hallway. Impossible was a fire hazard. So they tried to figure out where you could light in the dormitory. They came up with the idea that maybe they should light in the lobby where the guards can watch. They can watch the menorahs and make sure that everything is safe. So that created a problem, because there was a machlokas among the Rosh Yeshiva whether you really could light in the lobby. Why? But the lobby is a chatzer also, no? The hallway is a chatzer and the lobby is a chatzer too. So the problem is that there's a big machlokas aposkim when it comes to Hilchos Erevin, what is defined as a chatzer. The Chazanish is a shita that you can only define a mokom as a chotzer if you do tashmishim tznuim in that area. If you do some kind of private activities there, like if you eat there, or if you hang your laundry there, some kind of private activity. But if you don't do any private activities, it's just a mokom ma'avar, so to speak. It's just a passageway between your hallway and the outside, but you're not doing anything in that area. The Chazanish holds that's not considered a chotzer. It's not called a chotzer. Rabbi Shechter felt that the Chazanish was correct. He's correct in Hilchos Erevin, and presumably for Hilchos Chanukah as well. So if it's not called a chotzer, if the lobbies of the dormitory is not called a chotzer because you don't do tashmish and stuim there, no one hangs their laundry in the lobby. Right? They might do a lot of different things in the lobby, but they're not hanging laundry there. You walk through, you might talk to people, but like, what are you doing in the lobby? Do people have a meal in the lobby? I don't think so. Right? They eat in the dorm room, or they eat in the cafeteria. They're not eating in the lobby. Right, they can congregate in the lobby, they can have a discussion in the lobby. That's not tashmishim tznuim. You do that in the street too. So you're not hanging any of your laundry there, you're not eating there. So what are you doing that's a tashmish tznuah? Not really anything. Rabbi Shechter thought that if you're not doing tashmishim tznuim, according to the Chazanish, it's not called a chotzer. And if it's not a chotzer, then how can you light the Ner Chanukah there? It's really like a Rishus HaRabim. It's a Rishus HaYochid, there are mechitzas there, but it's neither a bayis nor a chotzer. And if you assume that the Ner Chanukah has to be lit either in the bayis or in the chotzer, but not in a more public area than that, So then if the lobby is not called a chatzah, then you couldn't light the Ner Chanukah. That's what Rabbi Shechter felt. So he issued a psak that if they're going to light in the lobby, then a person who wants to be a doctor can light the Ner Chanukah. He really should go home throughout Chanukah and light at home, because this is not his chatzah. It's not your bias, it's not your chatzah. So you can't light over there. So you have to go home or go to someone else's apartment. I don't know, sleep out, camp out at someone else's apartment, so you can be kovev that as your makom, and you'll be able to light the Neres Chanukah in that person's apartment. But to light in the dormitory, he felt, it's not called a chatzah, so there's nothing, there's no way that you can light the Neres Chanukah there. Question, Eitan.
Is it that no one eats there, or can it be that if someone eats there, then they can light
there? I think if you ate there, then it would work. I think Rabbi Shechter would admit that if for the 7 days of Chanukah you actually ate there, then you could be kovei that as a makom. But it has to be a place where you would eat there. If eating there really is an abnormal activity, so then I'm not sure that it'll work. And I think in most of the dormitories, not all of them, but in some of the dormitories, I think in morgue, morgue's a pretty public area. I don't think no one's going to eat in the lobby. People eat in the lobby? All the time they eat in the lobby? I guess it's a different, morgue lounge is not the lobby. Morgue lounge is a different story. Right, no, but they don't set up the lighting station in the lounge, no? They set it up in the lobby, no? They set it up in the lounge?
No.
In the lobby, I'm thinking, if they set it up in the lounge, would that solve the problem? Maybe. Because people taka do eat in the lounge. I don't know why they don't set it up in the lounge. I guess they set it up in the lobby.
Is it not considered connected?
No, but the lounge is your chotzer. Lounges, even if it's not your bias, you don't sleep there, but you do tashmish and tsnuim in the lounge. It's not a hanging laundry in the lounge.
Is the lobby and the lounge connected? Like, is that one big area?
I don't think so. I think they serve different purposes. I don't think the lounge and the lobby are connected. But l'chora lighting the lounge, Rabbi Shechter might hold that it's not a makom miyuchad for you. It's not miyuchad for you, so maybe it doesn't work anyway. I'm not sure. But the lounge, l'chora, is better than the lobby. But they set it up in the lobby. They don't set it up in the lounge. So the lobby, Rabbi Shechter felt, is not called a chotzer, so you can't light the nearest Chanukah there. Yeah, follow up.
Can someone take their meal? I mean, even if other people don't eat in the lobby, can a person take dinner like every night and eat in the lobby?
So we're gonna talk about that. Not regarding more, but regarding mus. L'chora, you could do that for morgue too, I guess. I don't know if Rabbi Shechter considers that normal. If it's not miyuchad for you, maybe it's a problem. But a chotzer in general is not miyuchad for the individual. Chotzer is a public area for all of the B'nai HaBayis. I don't know. Rabbi Shechter apparently did not suggest that, because he thought that someone should go home. He felt that it's not called a chotzer, since it's not normal to eat there. So you can't artificially define that as a makom achila, because it's not normal to eat there. Yes?
By definition of chazan yish, how is the hallway in the dorms considered
The hallway of the dormitory, people do tashmishim still, right? They walk around half undressed, walking to the bathroom, right? And people eat there. They do everything. I mean, they do a lot of things in the dormitory, right? Most people look at their hallway as an extension of their bais, as an extension of the dorm room. Yeah, they'll do just that. They're not going to hang the laundry there, because there's no place to hang. If there were a place to hang the laundry, they'd hang the laundry in the hallway too, not because it's really an extension of the dormitory, extension of the dorm room. Others claim that the lobby could be considered a chotzer. First of all, for Hilchas Erevin, there's a famous sheet of the Briskei Rav for Hilchas Erevin, there are those who argue with the Chazon Ish, who claim that as long as the bias empties into this makom, and this makom empties into Rishus HaRabim, has a din of a chotzer. That's the setup. The bias into chotzer into Rishus HaRabim. So that's what you have over here. The bias, the dorm rooms are emptying into hallways, which empty into the lobby. There's a Rishus HaRabim on the other side, so it has a din of a chotzer. But the fact that you don't do tashmishim tzumah shouldn't be called a chatzah mehecha tasting. That's what others claim. Others disagree with the Chazon Ish. They say that maybe something can be called a chatzah as long as it's a private area that's shared by different people and it empties into Rishus HaRabim. That can be called a chatzah. It's between the bayis and the Rishus HaRabim. Why can't that be called a chatzah? Just because you don't do tashmishim tzumah, that shouldn't automatically not define it as a chatzah. But the Briskei Rav added that maybe for Chanukah there's a special halacha. Even if you agree with the Chazon Ish for Hilchas Erevin, that if you don't do Tashmishim Tznuim in the Makom, it doesn't have a din chotzer, that's for Hilchas Erevin. But for Chanukah, maybe as long as it's mitzuruf to the bayis, it has a connection to the bayis, and it's a Makom where you can have Pirsumei Nisa because it's right by Rishus HaRabim, it's connected to the bayis, it's close to Rishas Arabim, it's a makom for Pesumei Nisa, maybe for Neros Chanukah that has a din of a chatzah. Who says that Hilchas Erevin and Hilchas Chanukah have to be compared? Maybe even if Hilchas Erevin, the Chasan Ish is right, that something is not called a chatzah unless you do Tashmishim Tznuim there, Hilchas Chanukah, you don't need Tashmishim Tznuim. If it's in between the bias and the Rishas Arabim, so it's conserved to the bias, but it's a makom of Pesumei Nisa because it's connected to the Rishas Arabim, so for Chanukah it can be called a chatzah. So there are those who wanted to say that maybe you could light in the lobbies. Either because even for Hilchas Erevin, it has a din of a chatzah, because it's between Bayis and Rishas Arabim, or for Hilchas Chanukah, at least, it should have a din of a chatzah, because it's between the Bayis and the Rishas Arabim, it's connected to the Bayis, but yet it's a makom of Pesumei Nisa, so at least the Hilchas Chanukah should have a din of a chatzah. So which lobbies... I mean, are all lobbies the same? All lobbies are created equal. Morg and Reuben and Mas. Well, which lobbies are better than others? So I think the Morgenstern dormitory, if you hold like this second shita, that we can consider the lobby a chotzer, the Morg dormitory is the best. Because people definitely get to their dorm rooms through the Morg lobby a whole year. It's not something that special to Chanukah. It's definitely an area that people are sharing, even if they don't do Tashmish and Snuin, but it's definitely an area that they have to pass to get to their dormitories. So that Lechora, according to the second day, would be considered a Chatzah. You could light the Neres Chanukah there. Reuben Hall presents a little bit of a problem, because I think they set up the Neres Chanukah in two places. They set it up in the Max Stern Athletic Center, the adjoining building, and they set up a little table in the dormitory itself. They can't set up all the tables there because there's just not enough room. It would be a fire hazard. That brings us back to the beginning, right? That's the point of departure, that we want to prevent the fire hazard. So they don't set up so many tables in the dormitory. They set up some of the tables in the entrance of the gym. So some have pointed out that the gym is not the dormitory. It's really a different building. I know that they're connected, but they're really two different buildings. I know you have to get to the cafeteria. You can get to the cafeteria through the gym, but the gym is not the dormitory. So some have pointed out, if you light in the gym, you're not really lighting in your bias. You're not lighting in your bias, not in your chotzer. It's not your chotzer. So how can you be yotzi by lighting in the gym? So I always recommend to my Talmidim that if you live in Reuben, the best thing is try to chaparai, put your menorah by the dormitory, in the table of the dormitory. Maybe others are mekel, that the gym is viewed as a hemshech of the Reuben dormitory, so you can light there too, but if you don't want to be mekel, try to chaparai and put your menorah in the dormitory, and then lechora, you can light in Reuben as well, just like you can light in Reuben. There are those who claim maybe lighting in the cafeteria is even better. Right, if you live in Reuben and you eat in the cafeteria every night, right? So then, that's a makom achila. The poskim say makom achila is the ikar makom. So why shouldn't you light in the cafeteria? It's not so posh, because it could be that the cafeteria is not miyucha for those in Reuben. Everyone eats in the cafeteria. So even people who live in Morg, who live in Mus, they also eat in the cafeteria. So that's not a makom miyucha for you. It's not even a makom miyucha for people who live in the Reuben dormitory. So maybe it's taka better. Maybe it's better to light in the entrance to the dormitory, because that's more of a chotzer. That's the chotzer. That's the way that you enter into the dormitory and you go to your bayis. There's no mila of lighting in the cafeteria. I'm not saying you can't light in the cafeteria, but they don't set up the candles in the cafeteria. They don't set up the tables in the cafeteria. I'm not saying you can't light in the cafeteria, but you don't gain anything by doing so. Because since the makom is not miyuchad for people who live in the Reuben dormitory, then lighting in the entrance of the dormitory is as good, if not better. Yes?
The same way that everyone uses the calf, not just people in Reuben, everyone also enters through the dormitory, like lobby, where
not really. I think most people who go to the cafeteria actually enter through the gym, because it's a very narrow doorway over there in Reuben. So it's... I think the people who go to the dormitory don't enter to the gym. They don't go to the gym and then go downstairs and take an elevator from the basement. They all enter through the Reuben dormitory. So maybe that's viewed. I mean, clearly that's part of the dormitory, right? So even if other people, I mean, the fact that other people enter into an apartment building doesn't make that lobby, not part of the apartment building. But the cafeteria is really its own place. It's its own place. I think the cafeteria might be different than the lobby to the dormitory. Mus Hall really creates its problems. It's a wonderful dormitory, but for Chanukah, it really creates a problem, because the place where they set up the Chanukah menorahs in the Mas'ul is outside the Mas Beis Medrash. So many have pointed out that there are some people who like never even knew that that place existed. I mean, if you're part of this year, you definitely know, because the Wing Schmooze in the fall, you know, is right outside the Mas Beis Medrash. But you know, if you don't go to a Wing Schmooze, so you might never discover that area of the Mas Dormitory until Hanukkah. So what is one to do? So there are two solutions to the problem. Some suggest that maybe Taka, a person should be koveya that area as a makom achila throughout the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Right? As Eitan said, if you eat all of your meals there, you have to eat all of your meals, but if you eat supper, right, if you light Neres Chanukah, and every single night you eat there, so it becomes a makom that you do tashmishim tznuin in, and maybe that's enough to be koveya that is a makom for Chanukah. We know the poskim say that even if a person doesn't live in a certain area, but if he uproots his dira, he goes to his in-laws or his parents for the 8 days of Chanukah, then that becomes his dira. If someone goes somewhere for Shabbos, so he can light the nearest Chanukah in that makom, because it becomes his dira for that particular night. So the same thing over here, if someone is koveh his makom, if someone is koveh makom achila outside of the Mas Beis Medrash for the entire Yom Tov of Chanukah, so maybe that is his makom, and then he can light the nearest Chanukah there. Maybe. I mean, it's a chiddush, because it's not really the makom. It's one thing to sleep, you know, to have a makom miyuchad in a place, to be sleeping there, to be eating there for that night. Here, you know, you're sort of playing a game that you're eating supper there and trying to be koveh that as a makom dira. But that's one possibility. The other possibility is to light in the lounges on the first floor of the Mas dormitory. I think they used to set up Neres Chanukah. They still do? Yeah, so a lot of Talmidim have asked, even if they don't live on the second floor of Mas, they still sometimes use the lounge on the second floor. They could live on the third or the fourth floor, but they go down to the lounge. It's a very comfortable area. So could they light in the lounge? I think so. I think it's your chatzar. It's not your bias, because there are other people, there are other batim that use that lounge as well, but it's lo gara from the chatzar. It's a public area, but it's like a bayis. So lechora, even people who live on the other floors of the dormitory could light in the lounge. That might even be better than lighting downstairs. Because if you light downstairs, maybe that's not called a chatzar b'chlal, because it's not really used commonly. But if the lounge is used commonly, and you use it, so then it's your makom. If you never use it, then really it's no better than the area downstairs. But if you use it during the year, so then it might be better to light in the lounge in the Mas dormitory, as opposed to downstairs. Question, Yosef? Okay. When is one supposed to light the Neres Chanukah? That's a big discussion. Hopefully we'll have a more expansive discussion tomorrow about that in terms of lumdis, the different shittas. But suffice it to say that some dais, I mean, the Gemara says that you're supposed to light Mishatishka Achama. So the question is, what does that mean? Does that mean what we call sunset? Astronomical sunset, if you will, right? What we call sunset, or is it really sof shkia? Not tchila shkia, but sof shkia. Tseisa kochavim. That's the question. So most poskim assume it's tseisa kochavim. So according to the Vilna Gaon, let's say shkia nowadays is when? Around 4:30 or so? 4:28, 4:27, I don't know exactly where it is. So if shkia is around 4:30, then the optimal time to light the Neres Chanukah, according to the Vilna Gaon, is, let's say, at 4:50. You know, 20 minutes after Shkia. I think that's what the Chazon Ish felt. 20 minutes after Shkia, that's after Tzeisa Kochavim, that's Sof Shkia. So that's the best time to light the Neres Chanukah. Bizman Azeh, that we're not, most of the Pesumei Nisa is really for the Bnei Habayis, it's not for Bnei Rosh HaSarabim, so then it doesn't matter as much. Someone is lighting inside the home and not lighting in the window that's close to Rosh HaSarabim, so then it doesn't really matter. Some still say you should light Bizman. That's the takana, to light that's Tzeisa Kochavim. But others say that it's not as necessary. It's all a function of the audience of the Pesumei Nisa. So if the audience is for the Bnei HaBayis, then it's not as necessary to light right at Tzeisa Kochavim. If you're lighting in the dormitory, so if you're lighting in the window of the Morgenstern dormitory, and there will be a Pesumei Nisa for the Bnei Rosh HaSarabim, so some might suggest that you should light closer to Bizman. Maybe. It's not so clear, because people are walking around outside even later, so maybe it's not as necessary. According to the Gro, you mamash have to light Bizman. That's the din. You're not allowed to light early. You're not allowed to delay either. That's how the Rambam seems to pass it. But most of the Rishonim say that you can light a little bit later. If the audience is for the Bnei Rosh HaSarabim and they're walking They're walking later, they're walking in front later, then you can light later. And certainly if the audience is for the B'nai Abayis, then you can light later. I saw, they had a sign up, Rabbi Shach the Paskin, that one should daven Marav at the 5:50 minyan and light after that. So I spoke to Rabbi Shnal about that. I said, what? That's way after Tzeis HaKochavim. What was Rabbi Shechter thinking? So he said that apparently they went to Rabbi Shechter and they claimed, someone pointed out that the way it works with the classes, there's one class that goes from Epis from 3 to 3:45, what is it?
4:15.
3 to 4:15, and then you have a class from 4:30 to 5:45. So if someone is going to, if someone leaves the class, so the question is, do you leave your class to light the nearest Hanukkah, or should you stay in the class until later? Then some people are going to light here, and some people are going to light there, and it's very confusing. So to unite the whole yeshiva, so people have a person in Issa, and they can light together, and it's a beautiful mitzvah. Rabbi Shechter thought that it might be kedai that after the class that ends at 5:45, everyone should have a marv at the 5:50 minyan. And then they can light the Neres Chanukah together. So that's that'll be the greatest Pesuminis. If that's the Pesach Yeh, so then that's appropriate to do. Should you light Bizman? According to the Vilna Gaon, you have to light Bizman. But if people are going to be in class, most people are going to be in class, right? I don't think you're mechuyev to leave the class to light, to be machmer for the Gaon. If you follow all of them in Hagim of the Vilna Gaon, so then you have to do that. But if you're not a Talmud, if you don't follow the Gaon's Pesachim, then I don't think that you're mechuyev to do that bizman hazeh, that we're not so medactic. Right? We either assume the Pesuminis is for the B'nai Abayis, or even if it's for the B'nai Rishus Arabim, that the fact is people are going to be walking around later, so you can light later. So better to light Berovam, so that you'll have the main Pesuminis. Yes?
Can one eat after Shkia and then before the Marav?
I think so. Just like a person eats normally before Marav, he can eat here too. He should just make two shomrim. He should set his alarm on his watch and ask his roommate just to remind him to light later. With two shomrim, it should be okay. I think so. Some ask whether you have to daven Marav before. So the truth is, me'ikar adin, if you have a minyan kavua, you don't really have to daven Marav before. If you always daven at 10 o'clock, you can daven at 10 o'clock on Hanukkah as well. Others claim that if you're davening Mariv already after Tzeis HaKochavim, so then you can have a Kriya Shema D'Oraisa, so then maybe not only midin Todeh V'Sheino Todeh, Todeh Kodem, but if you, I shouldn't say that, the din of Todeh, what the Mariv is Todeh, because you're davening Mariv every night, but yet you're only lighting Neres Chanukah for these 8 days. Okay, so midin Todeh V'Sheino Todeh, Todeh Kodem, you should daven Mariv first. And also, there's a Kriya Shema D'Oraisa. The Kriya Shema D'Oraisa is more important than the Ner Chanukah that's only the Rabbanan. It's not so clear because some would say that the din of Todeh V'Sheino Todeh, Todeh Kodem only applies if you want to do both things at the same time. You're not really interested in davening Marav now. If you normally daven later, you're really not having Kavanah to daven Marav now. I guess the assumption is that that if a person has the opportunity to daven Marav, they're davening Barovam, and you're going to daven Marav, you want to eat supper after that, so then you really would prefer to daven Marav now. You'll daven Marav now, you'll light the Neres Chanukah, and then you'll eat. So even if you normally daven at the 10 o'clock minyan, if there's a reason why you would want to daven now, then we look at it as though you want to do all of these activities now. So Todeh V'Sheino Todeh, Todeh Kodem would tell me that you should daven Marav now. What's more, since you're davening after Tzeis HaKochavim, and it's a Kriya Shema D'Oraisa, then maybe the Kriya Shema D'Oraisa taka trumps the mitzvah, the Rabbanan of Ner Chanukah, so it's better to daven Marav first. But if you're davening Marav early, you're going to repeat the Kriya Shema later, and there's a lot to be somech on, that if you normally daven Marav, then you should daven Marav before the Ner Chanukah. But if you normally daven Marav at 10 o'clock, and if the other option is to daven Marav earlier, to daven Marav, I don't know, at 10 to 5, and then to light the Ner Chanukah, so it's not necessary. It's not necessary to daven Marav dafka before the Ner Chanukah if you have a minyan kavua. For later. Yes.
If one wants to go home for a family Chanukah masiba, he's going back to yeshiva later that night. Where should he light?
Right. So that's a good shaila. So if he's coming back to yeshiva, I think according to Rabbi Shechter, you should light at home because that's your real bias. Though it's really questionable. You're saying you're eating at home, but you're not going to be sleeping at home. He would say that you should sleep at home. But if you're not sleeping at home, you're just eating there. I don't know. What time are you coming back to the dormitory? 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
Sure.
So that's like that's Grand Central Station in the dormitory, right? There's plenty of people walking around there. You know, if you live in morgue, you know, it seems to me that it's probably better to light when you come back to the dormitory. You know, because even if you're eating at home, but you're going to be sleeping in the dormitory, and your makom achila is at home. Your makom achila is going to be home, but you're sleeping in the dormitory, and that's your ikar makom. It's your ikar makom. It's your makom. It's a good shaila because we normally assume that if there's a makom shena and a makom achila, the makom achila is goring. The makom achila is the ikar. You can't say that you. I mean, if you have a room at home, so that's also your bias. You have a bias at home. You have a bias over here. So if you're going to be eating at home but sleeping over here, I don't know. It sounds like maybe you should light at home. I'm sorry. I'm thinking. You know, the more I think about it, maybe you should light at home because makom achila is always more ikar than the makom shena. And the reality is, if you go home for Shabbos a lot, that's your real makom. If you had an opportunity to be home, you'd rather sleep in your bed at home. So maybe that's your ikar makom. So maybe you should talk a light at home because that's the makom achila. Yeah, that's the makom achila. You probably don't lose if you light in either place, but maybe you should talk a light at home because that's the makom achila. Yes.
Would the same issue was at a grandparent's house? Maybe I'd want to instead.
Maybe not, because that's not your ikar bias. So here you have a bias kavua. If you have a bias kavua, then I would talk a light over here. But if the choice is either you're home, that you go home for Shabbos every single week, and you know you have this feeling like, you know, I can't stay for Shabbos in yeshiva, I have to go home, I want to be home, that's where you want to be, I think that can be nikva as your bias. Certainly as much as the bias in yeshiva. So if you're eating at home, then you can call that your bias for that night. Go to a grandparent's home, wonderful place to be, to spend time on Hanukkah, but I don't think it's called your ikar bias. I think the dormitory is more ikar.